بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was eating dates, when his hand fell upon some inferior dates and he stopped eating, a person observing this requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to hand over the inferior dates to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "It does not please me to give others that which I do not choose for myself." The perfect character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not allow him to bestow inferior dates to others. As Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took a piece of barley bread, placed a date upon it and said, "This is the curry for the bread." Note, this means that dates could be consumed as a curry when nothing else is available. This incident is an excellent example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's simplicity and contentment. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reported when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would eat food, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would only eat from the food in front of him. But when dates were placed before him, his hands would roam about the utensil. There is an exception to the general rule of eating what is before one in the case of dates. Sayyidina Ikrash bin Zuwayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, once a utensil containing thareed and boneless pieces of meat was placed before us. I began eating from various parts of the utensil. With his left hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam caught hold of my right hand and instructed me to eat the food directly in front of me. Thereafter, a tray containing an assortment of dates was presented to us and I began eating the dates directly in front of me. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was eating from various places, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam permitted me to eat from anywhere as there were different types of dates in the tray. If there are various types of items in the plate, a person may eat from anywhere. However, if there is only one item, one should eat only from that which is directly in front of one. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade eating two dates at a time unless a person seeks permission from his companions first. Note, this hadith applies when a few companions or friends are sitting together to eat and dates are served. Nobody should take two dates at a time in his hand without prior consent from the others. May Allah Ta'ala bless you.